Hey y'all, I'm back. Sorry for the last 2 weeks, but I ended up fostering a precious baby kitten that was, well, actually adopting, I guess, because I had no plans of giving it another home. I was going to raise it and keep it as my own, but anyway, I was bottle feeding it. It was healthy. Everything was going good. It came to me. Somebody brought it to me that couldn't raise it. It had been given to them, and I don't know how it got away from its mom, but either way, it needed somebody to take care of it, and I did, and I bottle raised it, and we named her Coraline, and she was absolutely precious, and I fell madly in love with her, and unfortunately, my baby girl got sick and stopped eating, and she passed away, and it absolutely devastated me. So last week was just not a good week for a podcast episode, but I am back this week. I'm doing better. Of course, I have puppies and dogs to help me cope with the loss of my little kitten. So we're going to do an episode, and I am a day late, but that is okay because I have a really good excuse this time. My daughter is here for the summer, and I am enjoying that. So yesterday I went to go get her. So anyway, we are back today, and I'm going to do an episode, and I know that if you are a true crime fan, that you know this story, and it has made so many people mad, especially if you are a parent. So we're going to do the story of JJ and Tali Vallow. I know you have heard of these sweet, precious babies that were found, their bodies were found buried outside their parents' home, basically their mom and their stepdad. So we're going to talk about the evil people that murdered these sweet babies and what led up to it. So I hope y'all are ready to sit back and enjoy, being that it is a late episode here in America. If you're listening somewhere else, it's probably early. So let's talk about Lori. That is the kid's mom. And you know, it's like I got so much to say, and then again, I don't even know what to say, but we're going to talk about her first. So Lori was born in June of 1973 in San Bernardino, California, and she actually got married at the age of 19. So Lori ended up marrying her high school sweetheart, Nelson Yanes, and she was 19 years old, and the divorce came not long after. Like, their marriage did not last long at all. Now, at the age of 22, Lori married 23-year-old William LaGoya. They got married in Texas in October of 1995, and they ended up having a son named Colby in 1996. Eventually, Lori and William ended up divorcing in 1998. So, she don't have the best track record on marriage, okay? We obviously know that already, but you know, these three previous marriages, that should say a little something. But anyway, so that's that part of her life. So in 2001, Lori got married again to Joseph Anthony Ryan Jr., and he actually ended up adopting Colby as his own, and then they ended up having Tylee in 2002. Eventually, her husband ended up filing for divorce in 2004, and it was finalized in 2005. So, in 2007, Lori's brother Alex, he actually ended up attacking her ex-husband Joseph. And, you know, this is Tylee's dad, and he attacked him, basically saying that he was physically abusive to Lori when they were together, and that's why he attacked him, why he did what he did. So Lori's brother, he actually, the way that he attacked Ryan, or Joseph, Ryan is her ex-husband's last name, so if I refer to him as Ryan or Joseph, it's the same person. But either way, her brother attacked him by tasing him and threatening to murder him. So Lori's brother actually died in December of 2019, and his death was due to blood clots and high blood pressure. And my puppy says hello, everybody. So, in 2006, Lori ended up marrying Charles Vallow, and he was brought up a Catholic, but he ended up converting to the LDS Church. Now, if y'all don't know about LDS, that's a whole nother episode, so I'm going to tell y'all right now, go Google it. You're not going to be happy with a lot of what you hear about it, but either way, he ended up converting and being a member of the LDS group, which that was actually Lori's faith. That's the faith that she was a part of. So when her and Charles got married, he ended up converting, you know, to be able, I guess, to marry her. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if the LDS frown upon you marrying outside of that religion. I really feel like that is a big possibility, but I don't know. I'm not a member of that church, so I'm not sure. But either way, that is what happened. He ended up converting to be able to go to church with Lori. So Charles actually had two sons from a previous marriage. Their names were Nicholas and Zachary Chase. So in 2013, Lori and Charles ended up adopting Charles's great nephew, Joshua Jackson JJ. Everybody called him JJ Vallow. And they did this, and then in 2014, they moved to Kauai in Hawaii. And I know that I butchered the pronunciation. So in 2015, Lori started reading a series of books from Chad Daybell called Standing in High Places. And according to one of Lori's friends, she became obsessed with these books. Well, in 2016, Lori and her family moved back to Arizona. And then in 2018, I think it is, Lori and a friend of hers, Melanie Gibbs, ended up getting together a Preparing the People conference. So at this event, Lori actually met Chad Daybell for the first time. And by the end of that event, she ended up telling her friend Melanie that her and Chad had been married several different times in previous lifetimes. So, several weeks after Lori and Chad initially met, one weekend, her husband, Charles, went out of town. I think it was like for a business trip or something. And while he was gone, Lori was not a very good wife because she ended up having her a little private, intimate weekend with Chad. Mm-hmm. Okay. And actually, her friend Melanie was also at that meeting, and they just kind of talked more, got deeper into the religious, spiritual beliefs of this event that they held and Chad's beliefs. So according to Melanie, during this little intimate weekend, Chad was just lavishing on Lori, and they were just getting deep into these conversations about this, you know, religious beliefs or whatever you want to call it, and talking about the secrets of God and just all kind of weird stuff, you know. So Melanie said that Chad had actually said during this event that he had lived 31 different lifetimes on various Earth-like planets. So, yeah, there's that. I don't even know what to say to that, but according to Melanie, that was what he thought. That's how he felt. That's what he believed. Chad also referred to people as light or dark, and he believed that the people that were dark were people that lived on Earth, but they they were followers of Satan, and then the people of the light were followers of Jesus Christ. I myself am a Christian. I do believe that if you are from the light, that you have God in you and Jesus in you, but I don't necessarily believe that all people from the light are Christian. I just believe that they're good. And I don't know. This thing right here could get into some very deep topics for me, so we're not going to go there. But either way, that is what he believed. So Chad actually referred to Lori as an eternal being that had 21 previous lives and only had 5 of those lives on this planet. And Lori was thrilled by this revelation. She just thought it was awesome and she was super excited. So she ended up being even more focused on this belief, whatever this was that her and Chad had going on. You know, she was more focused on that, more focused on Chad, obsessed. Like Melanie said, she had become obsessed with this. In December of 2018, Chad and Lori actually appeared on a Preparing the People podcast episode. So, in February of 2019, Chad actually stayed at Lori's family's home, like with Lori and Chad. Well, it was Lori there, her husband, JJ, Tali, and, you know, all of them. And Chad ended up staying over there for a little while. And she ended up telling her husband that she no longer cared about him or JJ. Keep in mind, JJ was his great nephew that they adopted. So, you know, biologically, JJ was nothing to her. But that doesn't matter. If she adopted him, that should be enough. He's her child now. But either way, she said she didn't care about him anymore, him or her husband. She ended up claiming that she was the reincarnated wife of Joseph Smith. And she ended up just vanishing for 58 days. Nobody knew where she was. That same month, her husband Charles ended up filing for divorce, saying that Lori threatened to murder him, that she had taken $35,000 out of their joint bank account, and then she also had stolen his truck. So this is about the point that Lori has just kind of gone off the deep end. You know, she just kind of lost her marbles there for a little bit, you know. Charles actually filed an order of protection against Lori. He did this at the advice of his attorney, stating that he was fearing for his life. So Charles ended up actually dying. And when he did, his attorney came through and said that Charles was actually, he filed a petition and he was fearful for the safety of JJ. JJ was special needs and he needed extra care, and Charles was fearful, you know, that something was going to happen to him. And he was also worried for Tali, but being that he had no legal standing with her because she was not his biological daughter, then there was really nothing that he could do or say as far as she was concerned. He ended up, like, breaking that petition or, you know, canceling it or whatever, saying that he ended up wanting to give his marriage a try again. And like I said, he ended up dying, and we will get to that, you know, later on the situation of that. But so that is Lori and Charles, not Chad. Lori and Charles, that's their marriage, their children, their life, and the introduction of Chad. So let's talk a little bit about Chad. So, Chad Daybell was born in 1968 in Utah, and he married Tammy Douglas. In March of 1990. So, he ended up graduating from Brigham Young University in 1992, and he had a BA in journalism. He also worked as a grave digger, among other jobs, but he actually was a grave digger. In 2004, Chad actually founded a book company. This company was called Spring Creek Book Company, and it was devoted to his end of time fiction books and other religious books. Chad and Tammy ended up having 5 children together. In 2015, Chad claimed that he had heard voices telling him to relocate to Idaho. I think it was Rexburg, Idaho. And so him and Tammy and their children ended up that June moving there from Utah. So in October of 2019, Chad's wife Tammy actually posted on Facebook and called the police and reported that she had been shot in her driveway by a masked man with what she thought was a defective paint gun, basically. So the sheriff's office never found the person that shot her with this paintball gun. And then 10 days later, Tammy was found dead in her bed. And Chad claimed that she went to bed the night before with a horrible cough, and the next morning she was dead. So there was not a autopsy done when Tammy passed away because Chad declined, and the coroner, he didn't fight him on it. He was just like, okay, cool. Young woman dies in her sleep. That's normal. Okay. But 2 months later, Tammy's body was exhumed, and they did end up doing an autopsy, and the results were confirmed in February of this year, but they have not been made public. So we, as of February 2021, we are not sure what the results of that autopsy were. So shortly after the autopsy and the results of the autopsy with Tammy, the Fremont County Sheriff's Department and prosecutor stated that they would be handling this case going forward. And later in a subsequent interview with Tammy and Chad's children, their daughter Emma said that no one, as far as anyone in the anybody within the coroner's office or the police department, sheriff's office, any of those people that had the results of the autopsy, none of them had contacted Emma or her siblings or the rest of their family about the results of the autopsy. So remember earlier when I said that Lori's husband, Charles Vallow, had died? Well, we're just going to talk about that now. So let's find out what happened to Charles. Poor Charles. So in July of 2019, Lori's brother Alex went to confront, or this was his words, he went to confront Charles because he's claiming that, you know, Charles was abusing Lori and the children, and he ended up shooting him. This was in Chandler, Arizona, and he ended up shooting him, saying that Charles ended up getting a bat and hitting Alex in the head with the bat, and he ended up getting his gun and shooting him. And after this happened, Lori didn't even tell Charles's extended family or children from his previous marriage about the murder. Like, what? Like, you just go on with your life. Like, you know, nothing to see here. Charles is dead, but we're gonna keep going. Don't you worry about it. Like, what? Anyway, that's what happened with poor Charles. So, in October of 2019, a wedding ring was purchased from Charles's account, like his bank account. Charles was dead at this time, okay? The ring cost $35.99. Okay. And this was done 17 days before Tammy, Chad's wife, died. So, now we are getting to the disappearance of JJ and Tylee, and subsequently their death. And this just hurts my heart. It makes me so mad. And if you, you know, don't want to hear about this, I understand if you don't want to listen to the rest of this episode, but Here we go. So, in September of 2019, there was a doorbell video of JJ playing with one of his friends, and that's the last known video to be around of little JJ. This was September 23rd of 2019 was when the doorbell video was, and then his elementary school, Rexburg Kennedy Elementary School, that is the last confirmed place, the last confirmed sighting of JJ. On September 24th, 2019, Lori ended up calling JJ's school saying that she was going to withdraw him because she was going to start homeschooling him. September 8th, 2019 was the last time anyone saw Tylee. She was last seen at the Yellowstone National Park. She was with her mom Lori, her little brother JJ, and her uncle Alex. During this time, Chad Daybell had stopped talking to any media, anything. Like, nobody, he wouldn't talk to anybody. The last person that he talked to was a filmmaker, Devin K. Hansen, and this communication was done via text message. In October of 2019, there was two Venmos sent to Tylee's older brother. Remember, her biological dad had an older brother with his first wife, or Lori. Anyway, she had an older brother. She had sent two Venmos, or her Venmo account had sent two Venmos to him. One that had the message, "We love you," and the second one was just a heart emoji. So her older brother Colby said that he had not heard from Tylee since those Venmos were sent in October of 2019. So Colby actually ended up texting Tylee, because, you know, he hadn't heard from her. He texted her and told her that he was worried about her. Well, he ended up getting a text message back from her number stating that she was okay. She was just too busy to talk. Well, after that, he tried to call her number again a few times. They went unanswered. And this is when Colby ended up becoming very worried. So, let's do a little recap, shall we? So, in September, you know, they can't find JJ, or nobody else sees JJ, and then nobody sees Tylee. You know, they're missing. And in October of 2019, Tylee's big brother, you know, starts worrying because he hasn't heard from her. And now here we are in November of 2019, and Miss Lori and Chad Daybell decide to hitch it in Hawaii and get married, and that is what they did. They ended up getting married on November 5th, 2019 in Hawaii. This was 2 weeks, 2 weeks after the death of Chad's wife, Tammy. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but bells and whistles are going off all in my head right now at this moment. Like, seriously, 2 weeks. They had informed others that Tylee had died in 2017 and that Lori had no minor children. That, I'm trying to figure out who the others are when they say they informed others. Like, was that people in Hawaii that they told, or was that people that knew Tylee, or like, I don't know. It doesn't say, but either way, this is the story that they're going with, that Tylee died in 2017 and they don't have no other kids. So she don't even mention JJ. So at the request of JJ's grandmother, thank God for grandmothers. I mean, thank God for grandmothers. But at the request of JJ's grandmother, Miss Woodcock, I can't remember her first name, but she ended up asking police to go to Lori's Idaho townhouse for a welfare check. So the police went there, and Lori told them that JJ was actually in Arizona visiting family. So that night that the police came to do the welfare check on JJ after they had left, that night a neighbor had seen Lori and Chad loading a truck outside their home. And when the local police and FBI went back to the house to check again, it was abandoned. They were gone. They packed up in the middle of the night and left. I'm sorry, they saw Lori and her brother packing the truck, not Lori and Chad. So Chad's home was also investigated, and the police actually started investigating harder and further on the disappearance of Tali and JJ, and they started looking deeper into the death of Chad's wife, Tammy. So bells and whistles is going off in their head too, and they are ready to get to the bottom of this. Now, I remember seeing on Facebook when Tali and JJ were officially listed as missing, and it was all over Facebook. I remember this. And to me, it seems like it just happened, you know, but it was a couple years ago when this happened, and I prayed, and just like the rest of the country prayed, that these babies would be found. I say babies, I mean, they weren't very old, but not babies, but anyway, they were babies. My babies are 17 almost and 15, but they're still my babies, and these were somebody's babies. Unfortunately, the somebody's whose babies they were didn't care about them, and that's what makes me more mad than anything else, I think. So eventually, you know, they exhumed Tammy's body, and then Tali's big brother, Colby, and JJ's grandmother, they pleaded, you know, for them to bring the kids back, for, you know, they wanted answers. They wanted to know, you know, where these kids were. So Colby and JJ's grandmother, they ended up offering a $20,000 reward for any information on where Tali and JJ were. And then the police actually said that the two kids' lives were in danger and that they were not with Lori or Chad. They did believe that Lori knew where they were, but her and Chad both absolutely refused to assist in the investigation. That right there, if nothing else, made people think that Lori had something to do with this or knew what was going on or whatever. The fact that she would not help with the investigation, that right there should be the biggest red flag, red flashing sign, arrow pointing down kind of thing right there. Because I promise you, if something happened to one of my children, I would be up at that police station every day doing whatever I could to help find my kids and bring them home. So that just, oh, it makes me so mad. So, of course, Chad and Lori's lawyer, you know, released a statement saying, you know, that Chad was a loving father and he has the support of his children, and Lori was a loving mother, and resented the fact that, you know, assertions were being made that she had anything to do with any of this. You know, how dare they? Think that I had anything to do with this, da 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 da, and that they would address the situation once the spotlight was off of them, basically. So there was a storage locker that was rented by Lori in October 2019, and most of the stuff in that locker was items that belonged to the kids, and her brother were reportedly seen moving things in and out of that storage locker, but eventually she abandoned it when she left Idaho. So she knew right then that she wasn't going to need their stuff anymore. So in February of 2020, Lori was actually arrested in Hawaii and charged with deserting her children and not supporting minor children. Okay, that was what the arrest was for, and the arrest was set out from Idaho. So they arrested her in Hawaii for the charges in Idaho. She was also charged with contempt of court, planning on committing a crime, criminal solicitation to commit a crime, and obstructing officers, you know. So those were the misdemeanors that she was also charged for. So she racked up a pretty little list of things, you know, at the time to get arrested for. This was before they found the kids. She was being held on a $5 million bond, and she later agreed to be extradited back to Idaho so that she could fight these charges. So in May of 2020, she appeared before the judge at a hearing, and she requested a lowering of her $1 million bond, and the judge denied it. And then there was like two different bail bondsman companies that were not agreeing to work with her. Like, they absolutely refused to work with her. So in March of 2020, there were documents that stated that Lori and Chad believed that JJ and Tali were possessed and were becoming, get ready for this, I mean, just get ready, believed that the children were becoming zombies. You heard me correctly, zombies. And here we are in June of 2020. Police executed a search warrant at Chad's home where they found human remains. They found these remains in what was reported to be a pet cemetery behind Chad's home. So Chad was later booked with basically hiding evidence. And he was also later charged with felony homicide. The next day, on June 10th, his bail was set at $1 million. So Lori and Chad are both in jail with a $1 million bond. So on July 2nd, they actually dropped two of the felony charges against Lori, the desertion and non-support of the minor children. Instead, they charged her with obstruction or concealment of evidence against her missing children. So, July 17th of 2020, they actually, because they had dropped the felony charges and charged her with the misdemeanor charges, the judge also lowered her bond to $50,000 per charge. So, it ended up being $150,000 bond. And then they told her, though, that Chad would still have to pay the $1 million bond to get out. And here we are in May of 2021. We just got out of that month. And Lori and Chad were both charged with conspiracy to commit murder. The remains that were found were Tali and JJ, unfortunately. They were also charged with grand theft by deception for the murders of JJ, Tali, and Tammy. Lori was also charged with the grand theft because of Social Security survivor benefits for $1,000 for taking care of Tali and JJ. That, you know, that was allotted to her and then spread out. Lori ended up getting this money, the Social Security survivor's money, after Lori and JJ were missing. And, you know, when they found them dead, then they charged her with the grand theft. Chad was charged with insurance fraud because of a life insurance claim that he filed on Tammy, his wife. So since Tali and JJ's remains were found, of course, the case went from missing children's to murder, and the police are being diligent on trying to find out the circumstances surrounding the death of these two children. So in January of 2021, Lori and Chad's cases were both, you know, their trial was both set to begin. And then in March of 2021, they merged their cases and their lawyer filed to dismiss it and move the venue of the trial. In May, Lori and Chad are charged with murder because of JJ, Tylee, and Tammy. And then also in May, Lori is deemed unfit to stand trial. Yeah. And that leaves us here. So there's still no justice, you know, as of right now. There's still no justice. I do believe that Lori is certifiable, but I also believe that she knew exactly what she was doing. I believe Chad did too. I believe that they both need to be arrested and, you know, do what you will with them. I don't believe that either one of them should ever see the light of day ever again. I don't believe that these children deserved what happened to them. And I believe that the family members that did love them and did miss them and, you know, worried about them through this whole process deserve justice. And right now, it hasn't been done. I believe that the police are, you know, trying to do their part on it. Most of them are. I just, you know, it's a sad situation, but I had to do this episode because this, you know, it was recent. Like, there's recent updates to it. It's recent. It happened within the past couple years, and I know everyone, like I said, if you are a true crime fan, then you know the story, so I know that you've been keeping up with it, and if there are any updates on the situation, then I will indeed post it on either here or my Facebook web page or fan page or whatever you want to call it. And I know that this episode is kind of all over the place, but I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.